Well, good morning, class. We're so glad that you're with us today. It is an awesome day. This is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice. It's an act of your will. I will rejoice. Make your mind up to rejoice. Make your mind up to live victorious every day. Make your mind up to live in faith. Make your mind up to live in love, forgiveness. Make your mind up. And I love that. I will. We're gonna, matter of fact, we may get to it this morning, but we will, because it's in verse number 2 in the very beginning of that. And so we have been teaching now on some of the attributes of God. God is our helper. God is our keeper, okay? And we're on the third one. He is our overshadowing. He is our overshadowing. Praise God for that. Oh, my. We have got incredible things to talk about this morning in Psalms 91, okay? I love how the Lord works. And these are some things the Holy Spirit whispered to me just a few moments ago. I've been in my study since early this morning, and I had never seen this till this morning concerning Psalms 91, okay? And you can write these things down. The Holy Spirit gave 8 things to me this morning concerning Psalms 91, okay? There is a person that is involved, so you can just write the word person, okay? Person. There is a promise that is involved in Psalms 91. Promise, okay? These are all my things. The Holy Spirit whispered these 8 things to me a moment ago. There's a promise, okay? There's a provider. There's a provider. We're going to talk about the provider this morning, okay? There is protection, okay? Protection. There is a plan. If you want to put plan or connect the two, protection plan. I put down plan of protection or protection plan, okay? There's a plan, okay? There is a position that is talked about in verse number 1, okay? What is the position of the believer, okay? Well, we know that, number 1, he's under the protection, and number 2, he dwells. He's under and he dwells, okay? That's his position. Where is he? That's where he is. He's dwelling. He's underneath. And there is a place. What is that place? Well, the Bible calls it a secret place. Yeah. A secret place, okay? And this may have been the 8th one. I don't know how many of you have written down. 7. Okay, this is number 8. Verses number 2 says, I will say to the Lord. That is a profession, okay? What is a profession? I just actually printed it off this morning. When I say the 8th one is a profession, okay? You think a doctor is a profession. He is a professional. His profession is a medical science. But there's also another definition for profession. It's like confession, but it's profession. It's the act of taking the vows of a religious community. It's what is this? When I baptized just recently here in our property, I said, based upon your profession of faith, what you're professing as a believer, okay? I love this part too. The act of openly and declaring, publicly claiming a belief, a faith, or an opinion. It's an avowed religious faith. Praise God. I love that. So when he said, I will say, we're going to talk about this hopefully this morning. I will say, remember what I said? An act of your will. I will say. What are you going to say? What are you going to say? I am going to say, He is my provider. I am going to say, He is my protector. I am going to say, He's got a plan for me. I am going to say, I'm in the right place. I'm going to say, I'm in the right position. I am going to say, I'm the person that God loves. All eight things that I mentioned to you this morning, you need to say these things, okay? When the enemy assails you, okay? When the enemy comes after you, towards you, tempting you, you can just go to Psalms 91. You don't have to go anymore. You don't have to go to any other verse, any other Bible verses. Just go to Psalms 91. He that dwells, he that lives, he that abides, he that lodges, and that's what we're going to talk about. We're talking about God's plan of protection. That's the overshadowing. God's plan of protection. Okay? God is faithful in what He's promised, okay? So we have a promise. What is God's promise? If you dwell in the secret place of the Most High, you abide in the shadow of the Almighty, I will say of the Lord, that's your profession, that He is my refuge, He is my fortress, He is my God, in Him will I trust. So everything so far is talked about the believer, okay? Someone said there's three entities of people here. There's the believer, that's what we're talking about, the he part, okay? The person. I'm a believer. I'm not the monkey singing that this morning, you know, in the 70s. I'd have it when I'm a believer, you know. You don't remember the monkeys. You thought it was the zoo, but no. It was a 70s thing. Yeah, David and Davy and, well, whoever, Mickey and the whole bunch, you know, John Nesmith and the whole bunch anyway. So there's eight things that you need to write down, and you need to study these eight things, okay? Number one is the person. That's me. I am included in God's protection plan. That's H-E. That's a personal pronoun, okay? H-E. That means He that dwelleth. He is me. Everybody say that. He
is me.
Is me, okay? He is me. When I say He, that means me. Yeah. He, the person of pronouns. So you got to say this whole Psalms 91 is a promise that God has given me. Okay? It's God's plan. It's the eight things I said. It's God's plan of protection. He is the provider. He is the protector. Okay? He is your protector. Just remember that. God has a plan, okay? Paula mentioned this morning, we may not know everything that's going on, and we don't. I love what Paul said. Paul said, we see through a glass darkly, okay? In other words, we don't sometimes clearly see the whole picture like we want to see it. Our future is mapped out. God knows all about that because He's already been there. We haven't been in our future. Our past is exactly what it is. Just always remember that. The past is exactly what it is. It's the past. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't rehearse it. Don't nurse it. Curse it and reverse it. Don't keep running back. Don't keep running back. Don't keep running back with the remote. Run it back. Watch that scene again. Run it back. Watch that scene again. Run it back. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. I use this on my uncle. He was dealing with a situation. My Uncle Bubba, he called me yesterday. And when I was down there the last time, he said, Rob, pray for me. And he mentioned some things to pray for him about and with. And so I said, well, I'll do that. And then I got to talking to him. And I talked to his son about it. And those are the things I said. Do not nurse the problem. Don't feed it. Don't nurse the problem. Don't rehearse the problem. Don't rehearse it. Run it back and forth, back and forth. Well, she did, they said, I did, and they hurt me, they took from me, they deceived me, they abused me, and it goes on and on and on. And somewhere after a while, you got to realize it is the past. It is the past. There are some people that can eat at a restaurant one time, and if it's bad, they'll never go back.
That's right. Yeah.
That is sad, because you don't know. It could just have been a bad day. The cook could have had the flu. May have been a backup. Backup. You know, could have been a backup quarterback. You know, somebody, you're going to have a bad day. Go back. Go back. I mean, there's been times I went to a church and the preacher preached horrible. Okay. The worship was horrible. But I go back again, and it's great. You're not always going to have... Every day's not going to be successful. There's going to be days of setbacks. I've just dealt with that this week in a counseling session. And I told this individual, I said, you know what? There are times it's like 3 steps forward and it's 5 back. Okay? But you need to take that word he and say he is me. And you need to list all these 8 things. That's what Psalms 91 is doing. Psalms 91, all the verses are about one thing, about you. They're about you. Number two, they're about God. Number three, they're about you and God in relationship. Okay? It's about you being faced with issues. It's about you going through problems. Remember last week I ended with 911? Okay, remember I pointed just like this and I said 911. It's an emergency. Okay? It's an emergency. Something tragic has happened. Something tragic has taken place. Psalms 91 is all about that. It is a protection plan that God has put into existence for us as believers. So what you need to do, you need to go into Psalms 91 and you need to see what's inside your protection plan. Okay? Your coverage. Just like you have a protection plan on yourself, you have health insurance, okay? And then you have car insurance, and you have house insurance, and I don't know what other kind of insurance is. But I'll tell you one thing. Let me tell you something that tops insurance. Assurance. Yeah. Assurance. Mm-hmm. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. How does it go? Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Yeah, so blessed assurance versus insurance. Now, you need the insurance, but greater than that, you need the assurance that supersedes the insurance. Okay, this is your assurance policy. If you want to write that one down, this is not an insurance. Well, it is. Two, it's an insurance policy because there's some clauses in there that says this is your protection plan I have for you. This is great stuff. I'm telling you, I've had this in my spirit and I have prayed over this. I told Pastor Don, I said, Brother Don, we're going to be there at 91 for a long time probably. Yeah. We need to hear this. Church needs to hear this. Okay? Because see what happens when we get to having issues, we forget the protection plan. We forget the provider. Okay? I'm your provider. See, like you have a provider for your insurance. Like it's if Allstate or State Farm or American Family down in the South. It's Farm Bureau, you know. I don't know if they have Farm Bureau up here, but it's Farm Bureau down in the South, okay? So they're your provider, okay? They have provided you a policy, okay? You're the providee. You're the one that's been provided the policy, okay? And this gives you assurance, okay, that you are insured. Are you tracking with me this morning? With the policy that's given to you by your provider, whoever that is, concerning your health, concerning your car, concerning your house, you have a provider, and he provides you with insurance. Your part is, I have assurance that I've got enough insurance, okay? That's all Psalms 91 is. Psalms 91 is an assurance policy from our great provider. And who is that? Well, it tells us in the very first verse. He's the Most High. I mean, he's the Most High. Remember last week, four names of God? There's actually 16. Someone said there's 100 names of God, but you know. But here it is. He's the Most High. Elyon. Remember Elyon? That's what we studied last week. Elyon. So what does that mean? I mean, he's the one that is ascended above all. Okay? He's up there. He's better than State Farm. He's better than Geico. I mean, let me tell you, don't trust. What was Allstate's, what was their slogan about? What is it? You're in good hands? Oh, no. Let me tell you, you are in great hands. Not with Allstate. You're in great hands with the God that owns all the states. Amen. That's it. So there it is. So what is Psalms 91? Psalms 91 is a protection plan, and it's provided by the Almighty. I got to get this over to you this morning, because if we're not careful, we forget that we have a policy. Okay? Now, if you want to write another P down, just write policy. Okay? We give you 8. We just gave you the 9th one. You have a policy. Okay? You have a policy. Okay? A premium. You know, what is the premium? That's what you don't like. You know, the premium is what you pay. Well, I got great news for you. The premium has already been paid. Okay? The premium, if you're writing notes, just write it down. The premium has been paid. Amen. This is so good this morning. This is very simple, but I want to tell you. You can call on God anytime.
Oh, yes, you can.
You can call on God anytime. And I want to tell you something here. You're not going to get an automated service.
No.
Hit 1 if you want sales. Hit 2 if you want the office. Hit 3 if you want building material. Hit 4 if you want pharmacy. Hit 5. No. When you call on God, somebody ought to get happy right now. You have a direct line.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. You got a direct line to the glory, to the one that is called the Most High. Oh, my goodness. You got a direct line to Him. And they used to sing an old many, many years ago about that, the royal telephone. Yeah, there was an old spiritual called the royal telephone. We got to get this other TV going, because Paula could pull that up and give you the verses, because you can call Him anytime on the royal line. It was pretty neat, you know, because we have a royal telephone, okay? So what are we talking about this morning? We're talking about Psalms 91. Psalms 91 is your protection plan, okay? So you're not unprotected. You are covered. You're covered, okay? We had an issue with our roofs here and hailstorm, and we called our agent, you know, Mr. Flannery. And he said, you don't have nothing to be concerned about. We got you covered. You got coverage on that. You're covered with that. Let me tell you, when we understand the coverage that comes with this protection plan, praise God, the coverage that comes with this protection plan. Now, it's going to take us a long time to get into the coverage. I mean, it really is. I mean, we're going to go verse by verse with this. And I'm telling you, at 1:30, I think it's like 1:30 this morning, I was awakened. And I said, I wonder what the Hebrew Bible is saying about Psalms 91. I love to look at the Hebrew Bible sometimes, because in all actuality, the Old Testament was in Hebrew. You do know that, okay? The New Testament was in Greek. The Old Testament was in Hebrew. And I love what the Hebrew Bible was saying. The one who lives under the protection of the Most High dwells. The one who lives under versus dwells. The one who lives under the protection of the Most High. He dwells in the shadow of the Almighty. Okay? We talked about the place. That's the place. Who he lives. He lives. your position and your place. Where is your place? The secret place here. Me and Paula talked about it coming back from the lake. She said, what is the secret place? She said, what is the secret place? I said, well, you're asking. That's why it's secret. Yeah, you don't know where it is. It's a secret place. Let me tell you where Jesus said the secret place was. That's what I shout right back to this verse. I love this. Jesus said, go into your secret place. Okay? That's a New Testament. Secret place, which is your closet. You can't get in there, so don't even try getting in there. You can't get in your closet. You got too much stuff in there. You may have to clean out your closets, okay? What is your secret place? He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High, the Ascended One. Praise God. What is going on here? God is attempting in this, I'm just telling you, possibly one of the greatest chapters in the Bible, Psalms 91 is. Because God is attempting to build up our faith and our trust in Him. There is a lack of those two things in the modern church today. There's a lack of faith and there's a lack of trust. Okay? Lack of faith, lack of trust. Two names mentioned already. The Most High, the Almighty, okay? I love this. This is my what I did in the Hebrew. The parallel verses, he who dwells, this is a New American Standard Bible, he who dwells in the shelter, okay? I love that word, shelter, okay? Last week, we were in Branson, and Hollister, where the lake house is, and I don't know what time it was. I don't really know. But I'm just telling you, all of a sudden, my phone went beep, beep, beep. And boy, when it does that, that is a warning, okay? At 1:30 in the morning, and a tornado warning came. So I immediately got on my phone and went to the radar because I pretty much, when I turn the radar on, I can see kind of where there's a bow echo or there's a, you know, something there. And boy, I'm telling you, it was like eight miles east of Kimberly City. And we're just about that far. We was a little bit just a tad south. And I said, oh my goodness. And so I turned on the news there, and it's always Springfield. And I turned the news on, and sure enough, I mean, man, he was telling everybody. They had one just barely. I mean, it was right in Springfield, just barely east of 65. He was telling everybody where to get. I mean, it's coming here now. Get underneath your. Get in your hiding place. Get in your shelter. Okay. There's a name for that when the storms. Get in your safe place. Okay. Get in your. Oh, this is good this morning. Get in your safe place. So I decided then. Okay, this is pretty serious. I better go get Paula up. Okay. So I wake her up, and she had something going on her phone. And she was just like in a deep sleep. And I mean, it's the hardest thing for me to get her. She is putting on jogging suits and shoes. And I was trying to say, well, sit down right here. And I was about to have to force her because she was like muddled in her mind. You know, she woke up out of a deep sleep. And I was trying to get her to sit down. I said, now stay right here. And if we have to, we'll just pull the mattresses over us, okay, is what we're going to do. And I'm telling you, she got there. She got little Gracie. And I mean, Gracie was under her almighty overshadowing. Paula was the almighty to Gracie. Just got her underneath her wings. And I went out and looked in the lake house is nothing but large glass windows overlooking the lake. And of course, our lights were on, our LED lights were on the dock on the outside. And I don't know when I have seen the most horrible winds and sounds in my life. Wow. It was totally crazy. I went running into the bedroom. I never feared, never did that. And I got in there and I got her knee. I got her by me and we just hunkered down. And all of a sudden in my mind, in my spirit, Psalms 91 jumps up. He that dwells in the secret place. I said, thank you, Father. I've got a protection plan here. I've got an assurance. So we just stayed there. And after a while, it calmed down, went back in there, and they were still. It just kept jumping and jumping. If you noticed on the news at the Memphis airport, where that the tunnel that leads people on to get on the plane, the gateway, literally took one and swept it. They weigh tons, and it swept it into the vehicles, and they were strewn and thrown. That was the same storm that come through where we were. Amen. That's that. I said all that to say this. We, at that moment, we have a protection plan. We have an assurance that now that doesn't mean you're going to get out there. You got to really be careful with these things. And you can get out in the middle of the street and plead the blood, and you know, just get that done before it all happens. I remember Paula was gone, and Gary Lezak was on. He said, we got one right east of Gardner, and it's coming right down 175, 179th Street, headed straight towards Stanley. And Ethan was here, and I got out of my drive, and I said, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, let it stop, let it die, don't let it go any further. Ethan's in there. Daddy, get in the house. Get in the house, Daddy. It's a tornado. I said, son, just as soon as I get through rebuking this tornado, I'll be in there. We went back in there. I promise you, God be my witness this morning. Gary Lezak said, I don't know what happened, but somewhere's about 169th and 175th Street, that tornado just died. It just died. You say, well, Robert, we don't have power. Greater things shall you do because I go away. Amen. We need to pray over hurricanes. We need to pray over storms. Don't be like my mama. Lord, please send that down to Louisiana and don't let it hit me. No, no, no. Don't pray that way. Don't pray it on Louisiana or pray it on Florida. Pray for God to turn it north and send it back out in the ocean. You got people praying in Florida, praying on for Alabama, Lord. You got people in Alabama saying, pray it on Louisiana. Louisiana's praying it on Florida. And God's so mixed up, he don't know where to send the thing. Just send it back out into the ocean and let it die. He that dwells in the secret place. Get in your safe place when the storms come. Amen. We don't. So God's our safe place. King James says, we read that one. I love what the Holman Christian Standard Bible says. The one who lives under the protection of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the... He lives. He lives in this. Boy, there's nothing like living under protection or living in the secret place. Praise God. There are so many verses in the Bible that talks about the place that we have a place of protection. Don, can you go to Psalms 27 and verse number 5? We're talking about the protection plan that God has for us. The person we have described is me, the provider is God, the protection is the policy, the promise is what he's left us. God has a plan for us. We got to get in our position, our place, okay? And then we got to profess, we got to claim, we got to shout it out, I am protected. Okay, because this is our policy. I love what 27 and 5 says. For in the time of trouble, anybody ever been there?
Yeah. Today?
You ever been in trouble?
Oh, yes.
You been in trouble? Mm-hmm. For in the time of trouble, oh, y'all listen to me this morning. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me. Who is me? It's me. Who is he? Psalms 91. Who is the he? Me. He is me. He is me. It's the person. He that dwelleth. He is me. The same is me. He shall hide me in his pavilion. Okay? His pavilion. during the hurricanes, tornadoes, when they say get in your safe place. Some people are living in a mobile home or something. They go, they have storm shelters that they can go to, okay? Out in western Kansas, they were in the ground. Remember Dorothy, you know?
Yeah.
You do know who Dorothy is, okay? The Yellow Brick Road, Toto, you know? Okay? They are in a storm shelter. It's in a pavilion. It is a, oh, I heard that. Holy Spirit, thank you. It is a picked out place. God has picked a place for you that when the storm is coming, He has provided a pavilion for you. Praise God. God, in the midst of your storms, provides a pavilion for you. Did you get that? He provides a pavilion for you in the, where is it? It's in the secret of His tabernacle. Oh, this is good this morning. Oh, hallelujah. You need to write these down. Paul asked, where is the secret place? Well, here it is. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me on a rock. I love that. He shall set me on a rock. He shall set me up on a rock. He's going to hide me in His tabernacle. Well, let me tell you about that tabernacle, okay? That tabernacle, if we just looked at it in the Old Testament. Okay, are you ready? Old Testament tabernacle. Remember, Old Testament tabernacle. Types and shadows, okay? We're not going to go into the details of it. But let me ask you one thing, okay? Here's a tabernacle. Here's the tabernacle. What covered that tabernacle? The glory of God. Read the Bible. What covered the mountaintop that Moses was on? We talked about last week. What was it? The glory of God. The glory of God. The cloud. Okay. What led the tabernacle by day? Cloud by day. Fire by night. A cloud. When the priests went into the holies of holies and made the sacrifice once a year, he was inside the tabernacle. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. Oh, this is about to get crazy right now. He was in the tabernacle. Oh, whoo, glory to God. He was in the tabernacle. He was the high priest in the tabernacle. And when he was there, the Shekinah glory of God came upon him. That's in the Old Testament. But let's turn the page. Hanging on a cross in Gethsemane, he had prayed. Hanging on a cross in Golgotha. There dying at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. What happened? The Bible said the earth shook and the thunder and the rain came. And the Bible said there was a great earthquake. And what happened? The veil of the temple was rent in twain. No more is there an earthly priest that's got to go in the tabernacle. We have entrance now through His Son to God in the tabernacle. Oh, hallelujah. And get in the glory when the power of God will come on us and protect us. We have a tabernacle we can get inside of. But let me help you with something. We're the tabernacle. The Bible said we are the tabernacle. So we're a tabernacle inside a tabernacle. Isn't that good?
Yeah. We are. That is absolutely.
We're a tabernacle inside a tabernacle. You tell me. You tell me we're not covered. We're not covered. That those cherubims were hanging over that brazen altar there, or that Ark of the Covenant. Amen. It was the same type of cherubims that was placed at the Garden of Eden, where you could not come back in there. Flaming cherubims. Why? Oh, hallelujah. Because they were protecting something that was God's, that Garden of Eden. When they hung over beneath that Ark of the Covenant, what were they protecting? They were protecting the Ten Commandments and the budding rod of Aaron. Oh, hallelujah. Are you getting the picture? No wonder he said, I'm going to overshadow you with my wings. Why? Because there's something precious inside the tabernacle that I got to keep. I said, you're a tabernacle, and inside your tabernacle, there is a spirit that's been redeemed and washed in the blood of the Lamb. And we have to understand, no wonder he said he gives us angels to protect us. Why? Because there is something valuable inside of you that it costs the Son of God his life. That valuable thing inside of you is your spirit. You have been redeemed and washed in the blood of the Lamb. Why do you think God has issued you a policy? I'm just about preaching myself under this morning. Oh, hallelujah. Why has God given you a policy? Because you are the protectee. You are the providee. You are the one inside of that. Why? Because I can't get there right now. It's going to be weeks and months before we ever get to the end of Psalms 91. But there's a reason for it. God wants to protect his jewels, that when the thief comes as a thief in the night, God's going to take his jewels home. And the enemy has one purpose, and that is to steal, that is to kill, and that is destroy. Why? Because you are valuable in the sight of God. You are not some little peon. You're not some little worm, you know. Don't be humble and stupid like that. No. We are in the image of God. We are the sons of God. We are the high priest. Oh, you ought to be excited about what and who you are in God. Amen. And that's why he said up here, did I get through? I think I got through there. Write this one down. Psalms 27, 5 through 7. That is powerful. You have a pavilion. We ain't even got started this morning. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Okay. I'm going to try to end with this one. Psalms 31 and 20. You ready, Brother Don? Y'all not ready for this, what I'm fixing to tell you. You're not ready for this one. You're ready for this one, okay? Psalms 31. We're talking about the secret place, okay? I gave you one. It's a pavilion. It's the tabernacle. You ready for this one? Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence. Whoa. Y'all didn't get that. Y'all didn't get that. Y'all did not get what I just said. God said, I'm going to hide you. Don, I sure hope this is recording. I'm going to hide you in the presence, in the presence. You know what David said in Psalms 23? He said, I'm going to be so far you because I am the shepherd and you are the sheep. He said, let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to provide you a table right in the presence of your enemies. God said, I'm going to hide you in my presence. There is nothing that, this is one thing the devil can't stand. He can't stand the presence of God. I'm just about raptured. You know why? Because he knew what it was to live in the presence of God. He was one of the three archangels right there and could have very well been the lead one. That's why he said, I will exalt myself above God. You never heard Michael and Gabriel saying that, but Lucifer said that. He was the son of the morning. I mean, he was given to instruments and cymbals. He may have led worship there. I don't know, but he exalted himself. And you know what he done? God thrust him out of his presence and cast him into hell. And he took a third of his angels with him. And that's why he despises the presence of God, because he knew what it was and he knew what he lost. Yeah. And that's why his number one target is to keep you from getting into the presence of God. Because let me tell you, when you get in the presence of God, there's peace, there's power, there's protection. When you get in the presence, there is nothing that will ever, I told Paula coming back from the lake yesterday, there is nothing that will ever take the place of the presence of God. Nothing. And that's why the enemy wants to imitate it. He wants to duplicate it. He wants to eradicate it. He wants to eliminate it. He's doing everything he can. If I can tear down the presence of God that those people will not feel. No wonder David said, no wonder David said in Psalms 51, whatever you do, God, don't cast me away from your presence. I got to have that. Cast me not away from your Holy Spirit is what he said. Don't do it, God. Oh, my. We must learn to realize that God's got a secret place and it's in his presence. And when we're in his presence, the devil can't find us and he can't touch us. Y'all ought to be getting excited about this policy I'm reading out to y'all this morning. See, when you're worrying about this or worrying about that, all you need to do is get in the presence of God. Amen. When you're concerned about this or you're concerned about that, just stop that. Get in the presence. Lord, I come into the presence of God right now. Father God, I appropriate the presence of God right now. Come into this place. Come in. And you just begin to invite the presence of God to come in there. And all of a sudden, he will engulf you with his glory. And the devil has to back off. He has to back off. Moses came down, he'd been in the presence of God. I told you last week that his whole face was lit up. Why? Because the presence of God was all over him. When they went in there to the Garden of Gethsemane to take Christ, his life, and he had came from kneeling and praying, this cup passed from me, where had he been? He had been in the presence of God. No wonder he would say, if you've seen me, you've seen my Father, because I and my Father are one. He would have to get up early in the morning. Why? He wanted to get in the presence of his Father. He'd get in the back. I was sharing this with Paul. He'd say, where is the secret place? It'd be on the mountaintop. It would be in Gethsemane. It'd be in the hinder part. Why? Because Jesus had to come into the presence of his Father. Father, if I'm in your presence, everything's going to be all right. And when they come that night and Judas kissed him, the Bible said when they looked on Jesus, they shrank back. What was it? They seen the presence of God all over the Son of Man. My. There is nothing that will ever take the place of the presence of this secret place. Get in your secret place. Get in his presence and the glory of God. Healing. He said, the New Testament, the Bible said that he was present to heal. His presence. You need, there doesn't need to be a day goes by that you do not experience the presence of God in your life. I'll be just walking from one room to another and the Holy Spirit will come on me and up inside of me and I just begin to pray in the Spirit. And I'm telling you, I sensed, oh my, just like I do right now, I sense the presence of God in this place. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I'm telling you, Sister Valentine and Opal can get over there in their senior living and the Holy Spirit can deal with them and they'll just start trying to find someone that they can lay hands on. They can be God's generals over there in that place that they're, that rest home can become the best home. Praise God. And God can use these two. They can take, said, you know what? You need to hear what my pastor preached about Friday morning. Can I help you with something? I'm just distraught. My children ain't come to see me. My check hadn't come in. I hadn't felt good today. Well, let me read to you your policy. Are you a believer? Oh, yes, I'm a believer. Let me read to you your policy. If you're not careful, you forget what the policy says. When the problems come, sad to say, when the problems come, you forget that you have a policy, You have protection. You have a protector. You have a promise. He's got a plan. You forget all of that. All you can think about is your problem. All you can see is the elephant in the room. And you can't see the God that is watching over you to protect you every day of your life. That's what Psalms 91 is all about. We got a long way to go. So just fasten your seatbelts and enjoy as we teach on God's protection plan. Everybody said, Amen.